إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the qualities of Al-Ibad al-Rahman, the slaves that he honored by calling them his own slaves. The next quality he mentioned, the eighth of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, who when they are reminded, these are the people who when they are reminded of the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not deaf and blind to them. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا صُمًّا وَعُمْيَانًا. And those who, when they are reminded of the ayat of their Rabb, are not deaf and blind to them. One is to make a mistake or to commit a sin due to lack of knowledge or a mistaken understanding about what is required. Another is to continue on the wrong path even after being reminded that you are wrong. The first is a mistake and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to forgive it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned both. Those who are sincere in tawbah, as soon as they realize they are wrong, and those who insist on committing sin. Now one is a mistake and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to forgive that, and the other one then becomes a crime and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive it or not forgive it. So it is very important to make tawbah as soon as we realize that something has gone wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in Surah An-Nisa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءِ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. وليست التوبة للذين يعملون سيئات حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت قال إني تبت الآن ولا الذين يموتون وهم كفار أولئك أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما. Allah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts only the repentance, the tawbah of those who do evil in ignorance and foolishness and repent immediately afterwards. It is they whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive, and Allah is ever knower and all wise. And of no effect and no use is the repentance and tawbah of those who continue to do evil deeds, who insist on sin. Israr alal ma'asi. This is the one of the reasons for su'al khatima, for a bad ending. And of no effect is the repentance of those who continue to do evil deeds until death faces one of them and he says, now I repent. So this kind of repentance is no good. Nor of the repentance of those who die while they are disbelievers. For them we have prepared a painful torment. What we must understand, remind myself and you, is to constantly remind yourself, is that delay in repenting and making tawbah is to display arrogance before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a very dangerous position. The one who delays repentance is saying that he doesn't really care about the pleasure or displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make a mistake is human. To delay tawbah is from shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us this whole thing in the story of the creation of Adam alayhi salam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the mistake and the issue of insisting on sin. In the story of Adam alayhi salam, the creation of man, there were two people who made the same mistake, which is disobeying Allah. But their response to being corrected was diametrically different. Adam alayhi salam and his wife Hawa alayhi salam admitted their mistake and they took responsibility for it. They said, قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. They said, oh our Rabb, we have wronged ourselves. If you don't forgive us, then we are destroyed. If you do not forgive us and do not bestow upon us your mercy, then we shall certainly be among the losers. So immediately they made tawbah. As soon as they realized, they were not deaf and they were not blind to the ayat of Allah, to the reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah forgave them, promised them Jannah, and he made Adam alayhi salam a Nabi, and both of them the progenitors of all mankind. On the other hand, Iblis made the same mistake of disobeying Allah. But when he was questioned, he didn't make tawbah, but insisted and delayed. He delayed or did not make tawbah, and he insisted on the sin. He continued to justify it. And Allah mentioned this also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قال ما منعك ألا تسجد إذ أمرتك قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين قال فاحبط منها فما يكون لك أن تتكبر فيها فاخرج إنك من الصاغرين قال فأنظرني إلى يوم يبعثون. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, Allah gave him the opportunity to make tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, he said, what prevented you, O Iblis, that you did not make sujood when I commanded you? Iblis said, I am better than him, Adam alayhi salam. You created me from fire and you created him from clay. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Iblis, go down, get out of this Jannah. It is not for you to be arrogant here. Get out, for you are among those who are humiliated and disgraced. Now even there, Iblis did not make tawbah. Right? Instead of that, he says, give me time till the day when they are raised up. That is the day of resurrection. Now, anzini la yomi basu. See the tragedy of that, because he made two mistakes. Firstly, he was arrogant and he refused to honor Adam alayhi salam, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to do that. The issue was not sujood to Adam alayhi salam, the issue was disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a chance to repent and make tawbah, he arrogantly stated his stance, justified his stance, and he asked for time. So what must we say about our actions? Do we resemble the humility and sincerity of Adam alayhi salam and his wife, our mother, Hawa alayhi salam, or do we resemble Iblis? The endings of both of them are very different, as we know. One is promised Jannah and the other one is promised Jahannam. To consider sin to be insignificant is from the nature of Iblis, while to consider the smallest sin to be a big calamity and therefore to make tawbah immediately is the nature of the Salihin. And we must choose which example we want to follow. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. To respond to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sign of the believer who believes in the Akhirah and in the meeting with his Rabb. To be deaf and blind to the warnings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a disease of the heart. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the diseases of the heart and to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.